Anytime I hear the mainstream sports media talking about NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, I always hear the same descriptions. He's a nice man. He's a player's commissioner. He really cares about his players. Adam is super duper. For starters, and I know the mainstream media is aware of this because they will often point this out with Roger Goodell, Adam Silver does not work for NBA players. Adam Silver works for NBA owners. I don't understand how NBA owners just gave this dude a long-term contract extension. Since taking over for the legendary David Stern, Adam Silver has transitioned into Alice, and he has given all the power in this league to the players. To my knowledge, the NBA is the only business in America where the employees have more power than the employers. If you know of another business where the people signing the back of the paychecks have more power than the people signing the front, let me know in the comments below. I challenge you, find another business that operates the same way the NBA does. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe. All my daily viewers, I know the upload schedule's been delayed a little bit recently. I'm still having a lot of problems with my internet. It was supposed to be fixed on Friday. Obviously, it wasn't. Hopefully, it's going to be resolved on Tuesday and we will be back to our normal schedule. But anyway, anytime an organization is plagued with problems, I look directly at the leadership of the organization. For example, the southern border right now, it has spread wider than the Bruce caboose after a three-day weekend of the Butt Bongo Festival. Now, I don't blame the Border Patrol agents for this. I don't blame the people who left their straw huts in Guatemala with dreams of making a better life here in America. I blame the so-called leader who mailed the invitations to the Immigration Party, which is better described as the Future Voters Party. I blame our fearless leader, John Biden, for all the problems on the southern border. When I go to the grocery store like I did yesterday and the cart is halfway filled and it still costs me over $300, I blame John Biden. When the country is struggling, whether it's right or wrong, the president often takes the blame. Now, of course, in the case of Johnny B. Biden, it's actually his fault. But for some reason, when it comes to the problems in the NBA, the man who prefers to be called Alice, he rarely takes the blame or he rarely even gets blamed. I rarely see Adam Silver criticized by the mainstream media. Now, I will give him a little bit of credit for something here. Since the All-Star break last month, the officiating throughout the NBA, it has drastically improved. Now, don't get me wrong. NBA officials are still incompetent. When I say the officiating has improved, I mean it's went from stale shit to being a freshly baked turd. I mean, it still sucks, but it's just a lower level of suck. Over the last few weeks, the level of physicality has increased throughout the NBA. The games have been far more enjoyable to watch. So, credit to Adam Silver for listening to fans, for listening to content creators like myself who have been complaining about this problem for 2 or 3 years now. Credit to Adam Silver for listening and actually doing something about it. It's refreshing to see Adam Silver finally implementing some level of accountability in the NBA. At least he's not afraid to hold NBA officials just a little bit accountable because he is damn sure afraid to hold NBA players accountable. It is no secret at this point, NBA All-Star Weekend, it is a complete waste of time. The weekend starts on Friday nights with the Rising Stars game, also known as the only competitive event of the weekend. First and second year NBA players, at least they treat this exhibition like it kind of matters. After the Rising Stars game, the NBA sedates the dozens of people who are still watching by presenting the Celebrity All-Star Game. This year, the celebrity teams were coached by Stephen A. Smith, the unathletic dipshit who claims to have averaged 1.5 points per game in college basketball while only playing in one single game. The other team, it was coached by Shannon Sharp, the grown man who calls himself Shay Shay. Hey, it's me, Shay Shay! In keeping with tradition, rosters for the 2024 Celebrity All-Star Game, they were filled with so-called stars that most people have never heard of. Shit, I mean, looking at some of the names on this roster, I thought I was looking at a fucking eye chart. One of the participants, they call themselves Anual AA. Anyway, All-Star Saturday night, it is also completely meaningless. The dunk contest is filled with G League players or guys off the street who qualified because they can dunk a paper ball in a trash can. The main event of the weekend, though, also known as the main huge embarrassing failure, is the All-Star game itself. This game is supposed to feature the best basketball players in the world. I mean, the entire premise of the All-Star game is the only time of year where you see the best of the best, the elite of the elite, competing against each other at the same time. Every year, that's how the NBA promotes the All-Star game to its dwindling fan base. And every year, superstar players in the NBA fail to deliver. Most NBA fans, along with the mainstream media, they blame the players for the lack of competitiveness in the All-Star game, which, that's fair. That's fair. The players are definitely responsible. But me personally, I put most of the blame on Adam Silver. Why do you think NBA players are comfortable enough to disrespect the fan base with their lackadaisical attitude during the All-Star game? Who do you think created this entitlement? Who created this atmosphere where NBA All-Stars feel empowered to not give effort during a weekend that is supposedly about showing appreciation to your fan base? Adam Silver. The reason we continue to see a complete lack of effort during the All-Star game, it's because star players in the NBA, they know they are not going to be held accountable. Now, sure, the media, they'll hold them accountable, but NBA players, they don't really care about the opinions of the mainstream media, at least when it comes to the All-Star game. If they did, we wouldn't see the same garbage every year. In my opinion, the only solution to the All-Star game is to cancel the entire weekend. Give players the weekend off, resume the regular season the following week. The players, they don't want to be there anyway. Most NBA fans don't want to be there. Hell, no one wants to be there, so just cancel the damn thing. But Adam Silver, he's not interested in doing that. I think he's afraid to cancel All-Star Weekend because he knows it'll piss off the league's broadcast partners. Even though the ratings are in the pooper when compared to past years, the All-Star Game still delivers millions of viewers to TNT every year. Instead of canceling the All-Star Game, Adam Silver, he continues to... Well, he calls what he is doing improving the All-Star Game. I call it catering to the entitled players instead of holding their ass accountable. I'll show you this clip, and I'll let you decide. Yesterday, Adam Silver, he was the guest on King Charles. Now, for reasons unknown, CNN, I think, has been airing this show 2 days every week instead of the usual one day. I can't figure out why. Charles Barkley ain't drawing ratings in prime times on Wednesday night, so what in the hell makes CNN think he's going to draw an audience on Saturday afternoons? During his discussion yesterday with Charles Barkley and Oprah's plumber, Gayle King, Adam Silver was talking about his new ideas to improve All-Star Weekend. Now, I kept waiting for him to reveal the revolutionary idea that we all want to hear. Cancel it. Instead, Adam Silver, he is committed to making it work. He's also committed to not holding NBA players accountable. Watch for yourself.
They see it as, again, a mid-season break, an opportunity to have fun, an opportunity to take break from a very long season. I mean, there's always an entertainment aspect to our league, and I think it shifted from when you were a player. And I think to the point where when I saw the popularity of Steph versus Sabrina, see what's happening in the women's yes. game, that we should just be looking to do different things and just make it a celebration of basketball. I mean, we're going to look at U.S. versus international. I just think maybe it we're past that point where we're going to play a truly competitive game.
What an embarrassment. I mean, this is embarrassing if you're Adam Silver. First of all, he claimed that he sees what is happening in the women's game right now. I would assume that Adam Silver is talking about the WNBA. Now, if I were interviewing Adam Silver and he said some shit like that, my follow-up question would be, What the hell are you talking about? What exactly is happening right now in the WNBA? Because anytime I see clips from a WNBA game, I see people laying across the courtside seats taking a nice afternoon nap. I see games played in front of empty arenas, and those are the dumps that are fortunate enough to be playing in arenas to begin with. Some of these teams in the WNBA, they are playing in high school gyms or the local YMCA. But what stood out to me the most with what Adam Silver said to Charles Barkley and Oprah's dry cleaner, it was the admission that he believes we are past the point of seeing a competitive all-star game. Now, I happen to agree, but how did we get to this point? It wasn't all that long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that star players in the NBA, they were giving effort during the All-Star game. Now, I wouldn't call it maximum effort, but at least it was some level of effort. So, how did we get here? We got here because there is no accountability in the NBA. No one holds NBA players accountable. 2 or 3 weeks ago, Rudy Gobert, he accused NBA officials of betting on the outcome of games. At minimum, Rudy Gobert should have been suspended for 2, maybe 3 weeks. If you're the commissioner of this league, you can't have an active player, a star player, attacking the integrity of the game. What did Adam Silver do? He fines Rudy Gobert $100,000. Now that is the equivalent of you and me getting a parking ticket. What about Draymond Green? Draymond Green should have been kicked out of this league after he thought he was Roddy Piper and put Rudy Gobert in a sleeper hold. Or what about the time that he stomped on the chest of Domantas Sabonis? Or how about the time that Draymond Green kicked Herb Jones and his Franken beans? Or what about the time he thought Jusuf Nurkic's head was a ball? He used his arm as a baseball bat trying to hit a home run. Do I need to keep going? If Draymond Green did the same things on the street, he would be in prison by now. He would be what the justice system calls a repeat offender. But Adam Silver, he's not going to ban Dre from the NBA. No! He just needs sensitivity training. Come here, Dre. Tell Alice all about your childhood. Let me see your sensitive side. Take off that shirt. Wednesday night, Bucks Celtics, they played on ESPN. Two of the top teams in the NBA. They were beaten in the ratings by Grambling State, Montana State. They were also beaten by Colorado, Boise State. Now, both of those games, they were broadcast on True TV. These were play-in games for March Madness. Winner of each game, they were guaranteed to be eliminated in the first round of the tournament. There were hundreds of thousands of people that were more interested in watching four college basketball teams where they couldn't name a single player involved. They were more interested in watching that instead of watching two of the best teams in the NBA. You know, the problems in the NBA, they are not going to be resolved until you find a commissioner who is not afraid of accountability. Look, I'm sure Adam Silver is a nice dude. If you were broke down on the side of the interstate, Adam Silver, he would help change your flat tire. If Gomez, the family dog, got out of the backyard, Adam Silver, he would rescue it and bring Gomez back home. Adam Silver is a nice dude. He'd be a great neighbor. The problem is, he's not a great leader, which is often the case with overly nice guys. Make good friends, awful leaders. All right, just a reminder, this is going to be the only video for today. I'm finishing up the Rise and Fall documentary on the WNBA this afternoon. Almost done with it, but we will be back to our regular schedule tomorrow. In the meantime, give me your thoughts. Instead of holding players accountable, Adam Silver claims that we are past the point of making the All-Star game competitive. He gives NBA players an excuse instead of giving them accountability. Is Adam Silver the right commissioner for this league? Since he has taken over from David Stern, the NBA, their popularity has rapidly declined. You know what? Give me something positive. Give me something positive that Adam Silver has done for the NBA. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.